It allows users to share their location with their Snapchat friends, and they can view their location on a map as well. It's precise enough to not only just show what street people are on, but where they are on that street, and you can even zoom in on the map to see an actual building location that someone might be posting from. It's just the potential for children to be broadcasting their location to other people in their contacts, and people who they might not know, actually. So that makes them vulnerable to things like grooming, stalking, bullying, etc. Children do often add people that they don't know. Yeah, some of our latest research actually found that 36% of young people had added someone online that they don't know in the last 6 months. So the potential for that is quite considerable. There are things that they can do to stop that. They can turn the app into what's called ghost mode, which enables them to turn off that feature. But really, what we think is that actually this really highlights what social media companies need to be doing in terms of offering safer accounts for under 18s. For parents, it's really important that you're having quite regular conversations with your children about the kind of apps and games that they're using, and that they're informed about how to put these safety features in place. There's actually a resource we've developed called NetAware that parents can go on and just find out a bit of information about the most popular sites and apps and games that children are using to help keep them informed about what they are, how they work, and how to use them safely. It's really important that you realise that if you're using the app openly, then people can locate you quite easily. So it's really simple to turn the location into ghost mode. That can be switched on from the Snap Map screen, and that turns off the feature so people can't see you quite as acutely.